From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Cameron Byerly reading Little Britches, Shaking the Nickelbush by Ralph Moody. Now let's begin with Chapter 1, In a Bad Way. Nobody likes to go back to his hometown dead broke, but I had made up my mind to do it anyway. That was in St. Joseph, Missouri, on the night before the 4th of July in 1919. And that's why I was laying flat in a ditch in the freight yards a couple of blocks beyond the passenger depot. At the beginning of World War I, I had been old enough for the draft. But the draft board in Medford, a suburb of Boston where we had lived, had passed me by because I was the head of our family. Then, when I tried to enlist, the doctor turned me down. So I went away to work as a carpenter at a munitions plant. By working 7 days a week, I made enough money to support our family and buy half a dozen $50 Liberty bonds. But during the summer and fall of 1918, I lost so much weight my clothes looked as if they were hung on a fence post. When the armistice was signed and I went home, Mother sent me right up to see our family doctor. Dr. Gaffin was a gruff, blunt old Irishman, and the best doctor anywhere around. But he would not tell me what the trouble was until he had put me in a hospital and had me examined by several specialists. Then he pulled a chair up beside the bed, sat down, and looked at me over the top of his still-rimmed spectacles. "Son," he said, "you know me, and you know I don't shilly-shally around. You've got diabetes. And when a lad of under 20 years gets diabetes, he's in a bad way. Now, these specialists, they think you can't make it for more than 6 months. But I don't hope..."